on campus
and online.
This is URN. The Pulse.
The University of Nottingham George Green Library Cafe will be opening on the 1st of September 2015. The extension of the library is beginning to take shape and will offer a full range of hot and cold snacks and Starbucks coffee. In Nottingham, a man has lost his court battle against eviction after a bid to stay in his home was backed by thousands of people. Tom Crawford disputed with Bradford and Bingley, which claimed he owed £43,000 in mortgage payments on his home. UKIP's Nigel Farage has ruled out quitting. He says that he's received an immense amount of support as UKIP leader and will not resign despite the debate about his future.
What is clear is the sheer level of support for me in UKIP has never been... frankly, it's astonishing. And to read the ludicrous headlines in some of today's newspapers makes you realise that actually this is really about a Conservative attempt to try and destabilise UKIP.
The wreckage of a US military helicopter that disappeared this week while delivering aid near the Chinese border in Nepal has been found. Six US Marines and two Nepali soldiers were on board. Nepali officials say that there's no chance of survivors. The King of Blues, guitarist and singer B.B. King, has died at age 89. King, known for his hits Sweet Little Angel and Rock Me Baby, died in his sleep in Las Vegas. Frank Lampard is looking forward to continuing his on-pitch rivalry with Steven Gerrard in the USA. The former England teammates will be playing in the Major League Soccer this year.
I think it's great for us, both of us. We've made the decision to go there. We're at the back end of our careers, we know that, but we're still very driven. We want to do well out there. And I'm pleased he's there. It's great for the league, great for us, I think, as for our lives at this time in our lives to go and play there. And I look forward to playing against him there.
The weather today will be mostly warm with sunny spells, clouding over later with some patchy rain. That's all for the news that matters to you on URN. The time is now 21 minutes to 12.